BBC Radio Bristol.
Now, by day, she's a principal at a South Gloucestershire school, but in her spare time, Catherine Ogden, head of King's Oak Academy in Kingswood, is a CrossFit champion. She's just been selected to represent Team UK in the European and World Championships. And Joe Lima squeezed into his very tight lycra this morning and went for an early morning workout with her. Morning, Joe.
Thank you very much, Claire. Welcome to Be Pro Fitness. I am sporting lycra. I've got my trainers on. I'm ready to get fit in the gym. Some people I can see this morning are lifting weights. Others are on the running machines. Some people are very active first thing in the morning. One person who is Catherine Ogden, head of King's Oak Academy in Kingswood. And you've just finished your early morning sets?
Yes, just finished my weightlifting for the morning, ready for a day of school.
Tell me about CrossFit. What is it?
Well, it's a lot involved. So it is, in essence, constantly varied functional fitness, and we perform it at relatively high intensity. So imagine bits of weightlifting, gymnastics, running, rowing. For someone who likes a bit of variety, which obviously a school day brings me as well, it is absolutely perfect.
So how do you go from principal of a school to top of the class in CrossFit?
So it's a fairly busy life I have to live. Originally I was a pole vaulter, so I've always had a background in sport. My mum is still trying to see if I can keep both feet on the ground, but obviously I chose to pursue CrossFit as well. And so I learned some of the skills over time, and now I've developed my competitive edge and want to get back onto the competition scene, but obviously juggling the schoolwork in the day as well.
How do you do it? It must be so tough to, you know, split all your time equally to give both the priority that they need.
Well, I think partly being a head teacher, you have to be quite organised anyway. So I typically get up pretty early in the morning, get one part of my training done, go to school, complete the school day, and then I'm back in the evening and home to do a bit more work and then off to bed. So it's quite busy, but luckily the Cabot Learning Federation have been really supportive of me being able to balance both. So that's been really, really helpful to me.
So what time does your day start and finish?
Sadly, my alarm goes off at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, it's like me.
I know. Almost hear you on my way back into work afterwards in the morning. And then finishes not too late, obviously, to get enough sleep in to crack on with the next day.
So tell me what you love about CrossFit.
I think it's a place where the community is absolutely brilliant. There's a real team spirit when you're training, but also you can really push yourself, learn different movements as well. So it's a constant mix of learning new things, challenging yourself in a really friendly, supportive environment. And places like BPro are a brilliant place to train as well.
You've had great success already domestically. You're now going to the European Championships in June in the Netherlands, the World Championships in Brisbane, Australia. How do you feel about that?
Bit nervous, but also it's a really exciting opportunity to be able to challenge myself against some different athletes, and so I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully my body will stay in one piece so I can get onto the competition stage in a few weeks' time.
What are the benefits of doing it, do you think? What can people get out of it?
I think there's an opportunity. Sorry, do you mean in terms of CrossFit, or do you mean in the comp? Okay. I think there's an opportunity to challenge yourself as an individual. I think it's obviously promoting a really healthy, balanced lifestyle, which is something we also promote within our school itself. And then also that sense of camaraderie and competition. If you like a bit of sport, then there's nothing quite like CrossFit.
Now, I am a runner that runs outside. This gym is an alien place for me to be in, but could you teach me a few basics to get involved in getting fit and doing CrossFit? What do I need to know?
Well, luckily, you're speaking to someone who was a PE teacher underneath, so we're ready for a bit of a PE lesson. So whatever you would like to learn, whether it's a bit of weightlifting and gymnastics, I'm sure we can put you through your paces.
I've never done weights in my life.
Well, there's always a day to start.
Okay. Let's have a go at it.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to find out. Let's hope he's not crushed by the weight. Back with Joe Lima and Catherine Ogden later. She's the head teacher of King's Oak Academy in Kingswood and a CrossFit champion. Now, I don't know about you, I thought that CrossFit was that trainer thing that you go on where you work your arms and your legs at the same time and it kind of goes up and down. Is it not that? I didn't know there was any weights involved in it, but obviously there is. Cannot wait to hear what happens next. Good luck, Joe. That's all I can say. Back with them a bit later.